My Friend Roy G. Biv, written by Z. Charnot, March the 7th, 2011. Subtitle: Intervals and Increments of Space and Distance and Inferred and Implied Harmonics. In the same way that we have fiat values for economies and for values, we have fiat values for intervals and for increments of space and of distance. Whether we consider inches or meters, these are fiat values. Standards may reference a preserved master interval or increment. Operationally, we divide or we multiply these fiat values. So we have a foot, 12 inches. We have a yard, 36 inches. We have a mile, 5,280 feet. We have a kilometer, 1,000 meters. We have a decimeter, 1/10 of a meter. We have a centimeter, 1/100 of a meter. We even have an equivalence between the two systems, 1,760 international yards is exactly 1,609.343 meters. However, these are all fiat values. They are values without a reference to nature. Were we to see such an interval or an increment, we would need to look at interatomic dimensions or wavelengths of electromagnetic radiation in terms of whole units. Between 1960 and 1980, an international agreement defined the meter length emitted from the krypton isotope, krypton 86. The meter is presently defined as the distance traveled by light in a vacuum during a time interval of 1 over 299,792,458 of a second, or 1 299,792,458 of a second. This interval of time uses a cesium atomic clock, which is accurate to 1 second in 60 million years. We have calibrated our fiat value to an odd increment of natural time. How can we expect to harmonize with nature when we use fiat values to govern or to regulate human activity and undertakings? Here, in the case of the use of a cesium clock, we interface between fiat values and increments and true intervals and increments of time. The other significant value is mass. We need to see that the excluded and included intervals and increments in the orbitals of electrons in atoms are foundational to our standards. We can interactively use atomic elements, increments of time and of mass as multiples of single atoms, and use them as standards. This interactive nesting of values puts forward the possible discoveries, even the revelations, that nature has in store as a vector of evolution. We will and can see relationships, natural harmonics. When I learned physics, Roy G. Biv was the name used to remember red for R, orange for O, yellow for Y, green for G, blue for B, indigo for I, and violet for V. In recent years, indigo or I has been excluded. I still like Roy G. Biv as a memory device for the colors in the spectrum. This takes us to a future subject, the nature of light. Light reflected, absorbed, transmitted, refracted, and diffracted.